Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 I can't stop giggling. There's something wrong with me.
It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You're going to see this all over the news today.
What happened?
If you throw your children over a 6-foot fence because they're late to school and you want them to go to school.
Wait a minute, what?
That's all I need to know about you. An elementary school in France had to post pictures everywhere because they have a hard rule. If the kids are not at school at 8:30, they close the fence, the gate, the 6-foot gate. Right?
Okay.
And what parents are starting to do, because they're so desperate and they're running late, is they're just tossing their kids over.
You're trying to get contraband into a prison. until they come up with a drone that can lift your 9-year-old, that's where you're forced to be.
Oh, but the funny part is I read this, and I understand where the parents are coming from.
Of course! So, I can't watch this kid the next 6 hours. You're taking him.
Pick up at our school is hard, 2 o'clock.
Right.
Here's the thing. I do parent pickup. 1:59, that gate closes. And it's for their safety because the kids go to the cars and everything. It's the way they figured it out for COVID.
Of course.
But if you are 1 second late,
right,
you are stuck outside that gate.
And you're going to be out there forever.
Do you know how many times, I've rushed from work, I've rushed, and I get there, and it's 2 o'clock, I'm a dot,
right,
and that gate is closed, and I know Hayden is going to be so mad at me, my older daughter.
And think about the worst job as the person closing the gate, as people plead with them right at that last second. Right. This happened, that happened, whatever. You're trying to be so nice. And then when they say no, immediately the psycho comes out of you and you're like, you're going to burn in hell.
Right. So I just sat there, right, every time.
Yeah.
And then I screamed so she could hear me because I could see her looking at all the parents.
Right, right.
And being like, where's my mom?
Here.
I go, Hayden, I'm so sorry.
I still love you, right, but I'm not going to make it inside.
Oh, but school drop-off's the worst, because remember, there was that one semester last year where my husband brings the girls to school because he's home in the morning.
Because obviously you're not.
That report card had 10 tardies, and I lost my mind.
Right.
I go, 10 times you couldn't get her to school on time?
Right.
So they started racing like crazy, and then we had to have a conversation about we still have to drive safely
right,
to school.
Right, not, right,
driving
never like a crazy person.
Did we think? Throw her over the gate.
Right.
Why do we think about it? We just take the leg and we just toss her right over.
I mean, maybe bring a step stool even to give yourself a boost to be prepared for the inevitable, really, right?
I don't know. You throw your kid over the gate so they're not late for school. That's all I need to know about you.
Whatever it takes to get them in there.
Yep.
Yeah. And if the kid's game, too, as a dad, you're just like, all right, fun time again.
Right.
Who cares if he goes in with muddy knees?
You got your sneakers?
Right.
All right, let's go.
If you send anonymous letters or make anonymous messages, that's all I need to know about you. So I'm reading just about this story here about somebody that's been sending threatening letters basically to a neighbor in the neighborhood, and now they believe that somebody might have actually tried to poison their dog or something. It's a terrible story. It's a terrible story. But just the fact that of people that leave anonymous letters, is there anything more cowardly than that, right? I mean, on the internet, at least we could track down your avatar, your face or whatever, and see this pattern of behavior that you've had before. When it's a letter that's in your mailbox or something like that, or sent to your other neighbors, it's so cowardly.
I always say, if you can't say it to my face, you shouldn't be putting it in an email or something like that. Yeah,
right.
No, you're right. It's all I need to know about you.
Terrible behavior.
Yeah. Next, one of the safe things we can still do this winter, ski. Chuck Devine from Snow Country, he'll have all the tips that you need to know, and especially what's going to be different this year on the slopes, coming up in 10 minutes with Anna and Raven.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.